This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Maura Healey wants to make Massachusetts the champ when it comes to green energy.
We're leading the fight against climate change in public policy. We have the top researchers and innovators in the entire world right here. We have entrepreneurs, including the largest climate tech incubator in North America. Folks realize that, right?
So that's Governor Healey at a Somerville press conference recently, proposing $1 billion for climate tech. It's part of our economic development plan. So can we punch at that weight in the race to dominate a new industry, climate tech, like we have, let's say, with life sciences? And are we on track to meet our own climate goals in the meantime? Emily Reichert is president and CEO of Mass Clean Energy Center. That's a public agency that's tasked with using government funding to grow the clean energy sector here. Welcome to Radio Boston, Emily.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here today.
So I want to start with where we are in the mix on climate tech. You know, we recently had two Massachusetts congressmen here, Seth Moulton, Jake Auchincloss, talking about Massachusetts' relative dominance in life sciences, but with China as a rising competitor. What about in the climate tech field?
Well, I think the good news is that we are starting from a very strong place. Climate tech, first and foremost, just to give everyone a little background on that, climate tech is technology that is specifically focused on mitigating carbon emissions as well as helping with the adaptation and resilience that we're going to need for climate change, which is frankly already here. So in terms of our strength today in climate tech, we have an amazing portfolio of universities who are creating not only graduates who are excited to work in this field, but also innovative new companies and innovative new ideas that are becoming the businesses of the future that we want to keep here in Massachusetts and grow in Massachusetts.
So, Emily, I'm going to interrupt you and thank you for that. But where, I mean, there are other states, right, with universities, other countries with universities. The need for climate tech, the need for green energy is a global thing. When we stack up, when you run a business, you know your competitive environment, right? When we stack up, who are the other big players here in the U.S. and globally? Who are we competing against? And if we take a really clear look now, because you're going to be thinking about the possibility of spending $1 billion, right, to kind of move us where we want to be, how do we stack up in that landscape? So either we can feel some serious pride today or, right, we know where we need to invest.
Yeah, well, I think we can feel some serious pride in where we are today. And the reason for that is pretty simple. It's that innovation is what we do best here in Massachusetts. We have a culture of innovation, and we have a culture of innovation where we are focused on solving the really hard problems. Couple that with the leadership that we have with the Healey-Driscoll administration, really pushing forth on this, and our track record of building industries, I'd say we are well positioned against any competitors that may be out there.
California, Colorado, New York, Texas.
California has a size advantage, certainly. They will be putting more money and have more people to throw at this. But here's the thing. Massachusetts, because of our size, because of our density, because of the strong ecosystem we have here that is very, very all connected and therefore strong, that actually makes us have a better position to start from than some of these other states where they are perhaps a little more geographically dispersed. There might be not as much focus on particularly hard tech, where you are talking about solving the problems of climate change. And so we actually have a real advantage. Again, the innovation, the talent that we have here, and the capabilities that are unique to Massachusetts really give us a winning edge over all of these other potential competitors out there.
We're speaking with Emily Reichert. She is the president and CEO of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. We were talking with Scott Kirstner of the Boston Globe back in February here on Radio Boston, and he was talking about our developing clean tech industry. I want to play you a little bit of what he said.
part of the issue is just, you know, this is a long, slow transition, even for individual consumers, right? We're in the midst of this slow transition. And so the markets are still kind of developing. We definitely have seen some companies just wander in the wilderness for a long time. There's a company now called Cubic PV that's up in Lexington. And I've been following them for 10, 12, 13 years. And they're trying to develop new kinds of solar panels that would get more energy from the sun's rays. But they're competing with Chinese companies that make solar panels that are not as good, not as efficient today, but they're really cheap.
Now, you know, in new and burgeoning industries, it is not necessarily unusual, I know, in the early days for those, you know, those first movers to be in the wilderness a little bit. But Governor Healey is proposing $1 billion of investment sort of as part of her economic development plan. Should that money come through, where do you put it first, Emily Reichert, to solve for the kinds of things Scott Kirstner is talking about there?
Yes. The things that we need, or the thing that we really need to think about here is what Massachusetts, what our unique strengths are. And you mentioned a solar company. Absolutely, that's one of the technologies that we need to think about. But climate tech is really much broader than that. It is about decarbonizing our entire economy. So we're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about buildings, transportation, agriculture, and the electricity sector. So this is a really broad industry where there are lots of opportunities for us to build and grow new industries.
Where do you want to make investments?
So there's a couple different areas that we will be investing. And again, across this portfolio of industries that I've mentioned, we will be investing in capital expenditure, and that is around specifically those challenges that those companies that Scott Kirstner was mentioning, when they get to a certain stage, they are in need of support for demonstrations and testing and early deployment of their technology. And so the package, the MassLeads package that the Healey Driscoll administration has put forth is supporting that exactly, those capital expenditure needs. As well, the package supports a set of tax incentives specifically for climate tech companies. And those incentives are made not only to support companies that are already in the Commonwealth in terms of job creation and in terms of their support for R&D, but also they are to attract new companies to the state. So we have outreach from all over the world all the time of companies wanting to come and start or grow their businesses in Massachusetts. And now we will have the economic development tools to make that happen.
Could you give me an example of a Massachusetts company?
Absolutely. Let me highlight Sublime Systems. This is a company that spun out of the Boston area. And in fact, they still have operations there. But they have just opened and are growing their presence in Holyoke, Massachusetts. This company is specifically focused on a big challenge when it comes to carbon emissions, and that is cement. You wouldn't think about that, but all the buildings and all the construction that we do all over the world involves cement. Cement produces a lot of carbon emissions. So this company is actually developing a new process for the creation of cement, which does not produce that carbon emission problem that you know, we see in the processes that are used today. So that would be a global impact. And that is exactly the role that Massachusetts plays in the climate tech ecosystem and the industry in general.
We're with Emily Reichert here, president and CEO of Mass Clean Energy Center. That's a public agency that's tasked with using government funding to grow the clean energy sector here. So let's shift a little bit. Let's check in sort of on the larger green picture for the Commonwealth. We'll stay with energy for a minute. You know, I want to think about some of the other areas. So the Department of Public Utilities issued a pretty clear order in December that the state needs to begin transitioning off natural gas, for example. Have you seen impacts from that so far? Do you anticipate other changes?
In terms of impacts of that particular order, what I can tell you is that this is a transition that we need to make. And there are a lot of different factors to consider. And what I can tell you with confidence is that the Hill-Driscoll administration is thinking through this transition very carefully. And in fact, we have recently announced that there is a new Office of Energy Transformation that is going to be specifically focused on this transition that we know we need to make in Massachusetts. It is not something that is easy to do. There are a lot of different stakeholders involved, but we are bringing all those stakeholders to the table. And I have to tell you that being part of this administration, that is the approach. We want to have all voices at the table so that we can solve these problems expeditiously and make sure that everyone is heard.
So, Emily, what about on offshore wind? So, for example, if there's a change in administration, there might be a change at the federal level in attitude toward or support about offshore wind. What's the state doing or planning to do to make sure that there's, you know, a continued move forward here?
The state is a pioneering leader in offshore wind. For those who may not know, we have one port down in New Bedford and just announced the opening of a second marshalling port in Salem, Massachusetts. Offshore wind is an incredibly exciting new industry for Massachusetts and frankly for the whole East Coast, but we are leading in this industry. There are already turbines in the water generating electricity that is going into our power grid. So I just wanted to say that first and foremost. In terms of going forward, I think that we are making investments and we are working as an entire region to think about how do we make sure that this new industry goes forward and is properly supported and resourced. The good news is that we recently had a bidding process in which we had developers come in and provide the plans to have the next generation of wind farms built off our coast. And there was lots of interest in that particular process. We got a lot of good feedback on that. And so we are going to make sure that we continue to grow this industry off our coast, and that it is properly supported, and we work with our entire region to continue to make it happen.
All right. Emily Reichert, President and CEO of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, thanks so much.
Thank you.